Houthi protesters clashed with security forces just hours before the Formula One Grand Prix on the Persian Gulf Islands. Masked youths clogged up roads in several villages near the capital Manama with burning tires in protest at the race. Overnight, regime forces fired tear gas and birdshot to scatter protesters chanting slogans against the motor racing event. Opponents say the ruling Al Khalifa regime is trying to show that the situation is calm by hosting the international race. They argue that the regime is using the event as a cover-up to its heavy-handed crackdown on protests and its abysmal rights record. The Arab Kingdom has been rocked by a popular uprising since 2011. Scores of people have been killed and many more arrested since then. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Professor Mohsen Saleh, who is a professor at the Lebanese University, who's joining us live now from Beirut. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you assess the fact that, you know, it seems that at this point this race will go ahead? How do you assess the success or failure of this?
Well, of course, the Bahrainis, through 2 years, they have been learned how to face this tribal regime. And whatever, if they go into this formula, if they cancel it, the Bahrainis' struggle will continue in order to not only stop such kind of race or any kind of atrocities committed by the regime, but they'll continue until they really achieve the demands they want, I guess, in freedom. And it's about time for the free world, as they say, in the West and in the East, to back the Bahrainis in their demands and their independence. And I guess this Formula One is an occasion. We'll go, but the Bahrainis will continue their struggle. And now they teach the regime that they are unstoppable, and whatever they bring of tear gases and of the policemen of the Jazeera shields, whatever they bring, the Bahrainis are continuing their struggle.
Professor, in a sense, is this race a good thing for the revolution, considering it brings more international attention to the country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I heard some MPs from England and from Europe, and of course the Arab world now, especially the people in the Arab world, are feeling that the Bahrainis should really get their demands, get their needs, at least in on a freedom-based situation in Bahrain. And I guess this tribal family cannot control Bahrain forever. Their future, I guess, it's about to end up, and the Bahraini tribal regime, the Khalifa regime, will end up probably by the end of this year.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Professor Saleh, we appreciate your insight.